circulate the publications. I have been shown that we are not doing our duty in the gratuitous circulation of small publications. There are many honest souls who might be brought to embrace the truth by this means alone. Should there be on each copy of these small tracts an advertisement of our publications in the place where they can be obtained, it would extend the circulation of the larger publications and the Review, Instructor, and Reformer. These small tracts of 4, 8, or 16 pages can be furnished for a trifle from a fund raised by the donations of those who have the cause at heart. When you write to a friend, you can enclose one or more without increasing postage. When you meet persons in the cars, on the boat, or in the stage who seem to have an ear to hear, you can hand them a tract. These tracts should not at present be scattered promiscuously like the autumn leaves, but should be judiciously and freely handed to those who would be likely to prize them. Thus our publications and the Publishing Association will be advertised in a manner that will result in much good.